Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome one and all. Once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 25. And that man is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news, and you're listening to Lake City Radio on Blog Talk. If you ever want to send in any music or anything like that, emaxxradio@gmail.com. I want to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1. Now, I'm looking at the lines, and I'm looking at a 216-804, a 216-231, a 216-972. So that gives you time enough to get thoughts together as I give you in music and entertainment a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Whew, music and entertainment. Number 10, the big announcement from the Rock Hall. Number 9, more on that in just a little while, but number 9, see Rock from the Block. Yeah, the Kanye West diss. Number 8, Urban Survival, more later. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Number 6, Black House Sounds. Whoa, wait a minute. Number 5, Gospel Fest at Graves Missionary Baptist Church. Full. And it featured Mr. Powers of Black House Sound. Now, number 4, Refuse Fascism Barbecue. That was yesterday. Number 3, Juneteenth SEIU 1199 event last week. Number 2, Good for the Hood pop-up events. More on that later. And number 1, the debut of the NAACP Freedom Awards. More on that in just a little while. Before I go to the first phone caller, let me let people know a couple of things that's going on that they can do. The Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 a.m. Also, Kent and Angelica, which is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 a.m. Wait a minute, there's a trend here. MC Chill Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, while I'm thinking of it, how about you being able to Facebook Champagne Bang or Facebook the official Hurricane Bang page? How about Facebook the Friends Fellowship Bible Church? Wait a minute, let's start from the top and throw in that you can reach out on Facebook to Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period, on Facebook, or just YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr.'s page, as well as Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic, as well as Facebook, hey, Sheriff Kilroy. Now, with that being said, I'm seeing so many phone callers on the air that I'm going to at least, before going to the 216-804 phone line, I do need to at least throw out there that, did you know a $10 million grant from KeyBank says that all Cleveland residents can now go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for free for the next 10 years? It's called the Cleveland VIP program. So, A, congratulations to our region for being a part of that. Take advantage of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you're in our area. I think that's a beautiful thing to do. I remember when Black House Sounds checked out. Wait a minute. DJ Yella and Lil Eazy-E, Lil Eazy, the son of Eazy-E, very, very nice program that was at least said and done, explaining, you know, the industry, ups and downs, and a few other things. So with that being said, I'm going to at least let people know before I do anything, there's a Facebook, you can go to this and check it out, The Vigil to Stop the ICE Raid. Stay as long as you can. Now, that's the whole name of it. Facebook Vigil to Stop the ICE Raid. Stay as long as you can. That'll be at 925 Keynote Circle, Brooklyn Heights, Ohio, 44131. And it's telling you you can stay as long as you can. Tomorrow starts at 6 p.m. They're thinking it might go to 10 or even longer. So now let me go to 216-804. They're probably calling to tell me they don't want to go nowhere in the evening. How you doing, 216-804? 216-804 going once. If you have something to say, you might want to say it. 216-804 going twice. And I know I caught them off guard. So I appreciate you for letting me know and following, like, rule number 3, which is, as we go back to it, if something you might be doing, you might be watching WWE Raw, or you might be watching that proposal show, or you might even be at work, and if you can't talk, stay quiet. You don't even have to hang up and insult me, because it kind of hurt my feelings if you go up there and you just hang up on me when you really don't have to. So with that being said, I am going to, at least since I did give up a couple of things that's going on, I will let people know, and for those people who are interested, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you know, we do all of our services for free throughout the year. That's just it. That's what our 501c3, and we do things because we care about the community. So they have the Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey, which will be Saturday, July 7th at 9 p.m., I'm not even focusing on the Saturday, August 4th show because I know y'all will jump to there and not even skip ahead to July 7th, although there are just a few tickets left. But it will be held inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. showcase for the best talent in the city. So you can call to either register or for tickets at 216-804-7462. That number, do not use that number until, well, basically speaking, after the show ends tonight, or you'll probably be clowned. Or you can dial up 216-253-4070. Yeah, call that number up and bother them at almost any time. And definitely, if you need more information, even as a vendor, jaden.mcky@gmail.com. And for pop-up events, that's what we call them, Good for the Hood pop-up events. I believe there's one going on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 7800 Dion's Restaurant, all right, on Superior Avenue. And then on Wednesday, instead of a regular old meeting, sometimes we do get boring. It's just the way it is, handling business at all. 15415 Kipling, which will be Wednesday, 44110 off Ivanhoe. If you're wondering where that is, it's easy to get to because all you have to do is take the 1 or the 37, get off at the intersection on East 52nd and St. Clair, and just head up Ivanhoe, and then you'll head to Kipling. It would be on your left-hand side when you head up Ivanhoe. Now, if you take the number 28, that means, hey, you want to get your workout on because it's going to be a little bit of a walk. So you get to 28, walk down, and we'll be right there for you. As I go through and say before I take the 216-231 phone call, give you time enough to get things together, that you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. I think they have a show coming on tonight at 10:30 p.m. Or you can check out OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com on a Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So with that being said, let's see what's on the mind of the 216-231. 216-231. How are you doing?
Hey, Brother Al.
What's going on?
How you been, man? This is James Jerome Bell, the one and only.
Man, I'm glad that you called because you have been busy. I mean, I know you in the weekend-long gang summit as well as coming on over to, wow, the vigil for Sanaya Nicholson and all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
What's been going on with you, man?
And I also went to the men's health fair at the Langston Hughes Center on 79th and Quincy, and that was sponsored by a Cleveland Clinic. But just so that your listeners know, I am a write-in independent candidate for the 11th Congressional District seat currently held by Clinton Democrat Marsha Fudge. Now, Al, we definitely have several major issues that must be addressed in the district. Poor prenatal health care in the inner cities, failing schools, violent crime amongst our youth, lack of basic opportunities for all of the district citizens, having a living wage, affordable housing, economic empowerment, and basic entitlements for the less fortunate. While most of these issues fall on local and regional government, the federal government must be the catalyst for sustainability, growth, service, and continued change for the people. That, Al, is what I will work for to my last breath. If anyone would like to email me, jamesromebell2016@gmail.com, Al.
Hey, I thank you very much for at least putting that out there because that's a platform to run on. But before I go and check out the 216-972, 216-820, 216-209, I'm going to ask you if you can give me at least 2 minutes or less, why did you feel it was your time to run 2018? Go for it.
Well, Al, as you know, if you Google me, James Jerome Bell, or go to my YouTube page, James Jerome Bell, you'll see that in 2016, I was a write-in candidate for the President of the United States in 11 states, and in 2017, I was a write-in candidate for mayor of Cleveland. Now, Al, I do not have any money at all, but the thing that I know, Mr. Porter, is this, that if it's God's will, one day, not only am I going to continue to knock on a door, I am going to open the door, break it down, and bring justice, peace, harmony, and love back to our country where it needs to be, on the founding principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and all men, all of God's children, being created equal.
Thank you so much, and may you definitely continue to be blessed to continue on with the candidacy, and thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you, Al.
No problem. Man, I tell you, one thing I can appreciate, and I'm sure many of the phone callers out there appreciate too, is somebody who, basically speaking, knows what it is he wants to talk about and has something to say. I am going to definitely go to, since I see the 216-972 on the phone line, and I want to finish a few things up. Let me at least throw out there that you have the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Again, anybody wish to submit music or anything else, emaxxradio@gmail.com. And last but not least, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or you can check out on Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio to get you in touch with everything else that is going on. And I definitely, I want to be nice, so I'm not going to go too far on certain things, but I will stop and say that I appreciate everyone who's calling in, and I'm going to see what's happening with this 216-972 phone number. They're probably tired of me letting them know what's going on in the city, so I'll just go there and say 216-972, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Al Porter? It's
Rara. Oh, wow. Yep, I hear you. I hear you. So tell the world exactly what is Rara. What are you? Who are you? What do you do?
I'm a singer-songwriter. That's what I do.
Got you. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been singing for like 3-4 years. You know, I'm working on the music right now, too. I actually got a little single release going to come up on July 28th. So people can hit me up on Facebook at Rara, YouTube, Instagram, and they'll see everything that I've got coming up. And also, I'm performing again at the Apollo on July 7th.
I hear you. I'm listening to you. What causes you to be like one of those singers that, because you sometimes you run into artists who say, oh, I sing, or I do poetry, or I rap, and you never see them almost anywhere. So what causes you to be so fearless? Because you've shown up so many different places. It's amazing.
Honestly, I just really, really just stay focused and just work hard because, like, I just had to learn how to really just be myself, and just doesn't matter what nobody say or whatever, just work hard. Don't never give up on your dreams, because that's all I'm working hard for, is my dream is to be a singer and people to know who Rara is, R&B music, pop music, and I write all my music. And so it's like I ain't, like, I don't know, big thing or whatever right now, but it's going to happen really, really soon, really, really soon. So I'm definitely an independent artist, but I got a lot of stuff coming up that I'm working with an amazing person actually right now, just because the performance that I had at the first performance at the Apollo. So I thank you and Harold for that, too, so. If it was for that, I won't even be going so far of what I got coming up on July 28th.
I got you. And before we do anything else, would you like to leave us with anything like a note or something like that or a verse or anything live, or are you just waiting to show it off at the Apollo once again?
Actually, they can come see me tomorrow at Dion. They can see me tomorrow at
Dion. That's where I'm going to be. Got you. And that's at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, if I'm not mistaken, 7800 Superior Avenue. And that says it all for a Tuesday evening. So when people catch the rebroadcast of this show, they know where to go. So I just want to say I thank you very much for calling in. Much continued success.
Thank you so much. Very much. You have a good
evening. You're more than welcome. May you have an excellent evening.
You too.
Thank you so much. Before I go pick on people from the 216-820, 216-209, 216-609, 216-322, let me get something out of the way. It will only be about 2.5 minutes as I decide to jump up on a quick 14-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It's just a follow-up because I did a story last week. You know, Time Magazine, they put a cover up of their upcoming Time Magazine for this coming month of Donald Trump, the president, standing over a crying 2-year-old immigrant. Yep, 2-year-old immigrant crying. And they entitled it, Welcome to America. That's what was on the cover. So anyway, that picture was superimposed photo of a 2-year-old Honduran girl crying as her mother was detained in McAllen, Texas, which was a chilling image as critics from across the political spectrum attacked President Trump's now reversed policy of separating children from parents who illegally enter the U.S. Now, one reason President Trump had to reverse his own immigration policy was because, feds. The federal prosecutor said the flood of immigration charges brought on by Trump's Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Trump administration's border crackdown will divert funds away from drug smuggling cases in Southern California, for which a Justice Department supervisor in San Diego pointed out, hey, it's more than 4,100 migrants, you know. They were charged with minor crimes, where most are charged only $10 and no extra jail time, as 2,300 children were split from their parents on a nationwide level. Now, how about migrant children who are considered unaccompanied minors in the care of the U.S. government? And the court-revealed class action lawsuit, you have to laugh to keep from crying, trust me on that one, filed in April with shocking allegations of children being given over-prescribed, this is it now, psychotropic drugs leading to weight gain, inability to walk, forced sleep, and others verbally, physically, and mentally abused as government contractors warehoused, this is a key word, warehouse facilities such as Texas Shiloh Treatment Center. Wait, these kids aren't drug addicts or alcoholics. But anyway, it was a treatment center. Not sure what it was treating, but let me get back on track. I apologize. Virginia's Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center. Wait, the kids are crooks? Anyway, kids were given 9 pills in the morning and 7 pills at night. Staff members prying children's mouths open. Man, I'm sure teachers such as Jacqueline Goodrum, school board member Patricia Blahoviak, teacher's aide Joseph Motley Jr. would be like, what the f-? But prying children's mouths open. Staff members starting arguments with children so the kids would respond, yep, and say something back, and the staff could give medicine, meaning, you know, forcing them to take it. Children stripped naked. And here's the thing. I must be in the wrong field because there was $3.4 billion paid to 71 private companies that house children. Matthew 19:14, Jesus, or I should say Yahshua the Messiah, said, suffer not the little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Guess we got demons or demonic spirits in the White House. Now I feel like the prophet Amos from the Bible in 2018. Same warning, different nation. Country's going down because it's evil. Now, instead of doing his job, President Trump said Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until November midterm elections. But Trump's administration added on mandates, starting the problems in the first place. Now, how about President Donald Trump's wife visiting migrant detained families, wearing a jacket, and on the back of it, it says, "I don't care, do you?" That's what she wore last week. I wish I was making this up. I wish this was a bad episode of something on Netflix, but it's the truth. But the Trumpster reversed this policy because Democrats, Republicans, clergy, voters complained and forced him to give in. His wife even complained, too, so she did something right. Now, 600 members of Jeff Sessions' church charged him with violating church rules. The United Methodist Church Book of Discipline, its code of laws and social principles, and ask him to reconcile process that will help their longtime member step back from his harmful actions to repair the damages he's currently causing to immigrants, particularly to families and children. In other words, layman's term, they were going to excommunicate him for misrepresenting Romans 13th chapter of following what your preordained government says, verses 1 through 8, although verse numbers 9 and 10 basically puts it, says, "No harm to your neighbor shall come, and love thy neighbor as loves the fulfillment of the law." Boom, done. Mic dropped as U.S. Army veteran Miguel Perez Jr. was deported to Mexico last week, age 39, served two tours in Afghanistan, left him with post-traumatic stress syndrome, but because of one felony drug charge after he's been in this country since age 11, Mariah Crenshaw, Cleveland activist, said, "If you turn these people back over to Mexico while you strip them of their money and possessions, they'll probably join the drug cartels, leading to a bigger Mexican problem." I can see that happening, but I'm going to go to the 216-820 phone line. They're probably calling to tell me that I am dead wrong. Throw them kids, even nursery school kids, in the cell. 216-820, how you doing out there?
I'm doing all right, and one thing's for sure, I ain't here to talk about no president. What I am here to talk about is the fact that Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. This is the CEO, Mr. Powers, calling to remind everyone that yesterday, it was very phenomenal at the Gospel Fest yesterday over there on Reno Boulevard over there. That was already right. That was a lovely, lovely service there, and I had and to perform the song "Delete Obsolete." You can type in Carl Powers III solo on YouTube, or just log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. And speaking of Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, please log on as soon as this show is over, or whenever you get some time. Log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and check out the new song. It's called "Problem" with Joe Legacy, Mr. Powers, and Hurricane Bang. And I tell you right now, it is on a whole nother level of the game that you couldn't even imagine. Verses is raw. The track is fire. You just can't beat it. I'm telling you right now, I have never, ever experienced what I have experienced when I have recorded this song with my two Black House Sound brothers. Shouts out to Hurricane Bang and the founder, Joseph Motley Jr., a.k.a. Joe Legacy. And I want to let everybody know that that new track is fire. So once again, log on to Joseph Motley Jr., look right into the recent upload column, hit the very first video, and you will see it. You cannot miss it, I tell you. It is, you cannot complain. I'm telling you, you talk about being mean but keep it clean. Well, Black House Sound, they doing that thing. So at the end of the day, I say it again. I said it once and I'll say it again. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. And I hope everyone logs on and leave a like button or a dislike button. Leave a comment and just let us know how you feel about it. I love every single one of you all. Shouts out to all the viewers that are listening, and I cannot wait to hear what's up and coming when it comes to this new music that Black House Sound has brought and is about to continue to bring. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. One love.
One love. Man, and as I prepare to go to the phone numbers such as the 216-209, the 216-609, the 216-322, man, I'm so glad. Once you do log on and like a certain video, if you subscribe, you get notifications. So that's why I was able to at least get that particular video almost within 15 minutes of it hitting out, and that song hitting out. I was able to do that. So that's just a little FYI for you at the same time to get certain things done. I do want to at least take the time before I go to the 216-209 phone line, then followed by 609 and 322. Today would have been Tamir Rice's birthday, and he would have been 16 years old. And, you know, there are a lot of people who stop and they look and they saw a lot of us coming out on this one, and they say, why don't you just be quiet or leave it alone, or other folks and family members lose people. You grieve and you move on. All right, that's cool. But if you do and you don't stop to take a time and say, wait a minute, all right, young man with a gun. Look like a gun to somebody, but it's a BB gun? Maybe that shouldn't have happened. Maybe the parents should have been here and there. I'll give you that. But I'm going to give you a real story, and this will only take me about 2 minutes or less. See, if you have a CCW, all right, you're probably wondering, what the hell does that mean? Let me tell you something. If I have a CCW, and let's say what has happened to me in the past or what have you, let's say somebody walks up to you and they hit you upside your head. You pull out and you go into your stance. If they run the other direction, and within a couple of seconds of them running, and you don't see a weapon, and you fire and you hit them in the back, you're black, white, Latino, poor person, whatever it is, your ass goes to jail because they tell you you're supposed to analyze the threat to see if there's a weapon or not. If you see somebody with a possible gun, because they're trying to pass a stand your ground law here, people are fighting against it, but it doesn't exist yet, then you're supposed to ascertain the threat. You know, just because you have a CCW does not mean you have certain unalienable rights, because if you're getting on an RTA thing, or you go to a club, or you go to a college, or go to an apartment building, if the sign says no gun is allowed, guess what? You can't take the gun in. Boom, flat out. So you have those things. So if your officer, you know, talk to, make sure you defend yourself and this, that, and the other, and you're taught to engage a threat, but yet you roll up within feet, putting yourself in mortal danger, there's something wrong there. It really is. If you don't ascertain a threat, shit, somebody riding on a dirt bike and you get shot, we'll say Pennsylvania or anything else that goes along, you wonder if more families had not just taken a settlement but stood up and said, you know something, you killed James Cloud in his own bedroom and had fought harder. If somebody had done something before there was a Tamir Rice, there were so many cases of police brutality. James Rhodes, a few others. Brandon McLeod was the name of the person who was killed in his bedroom. Brandon McLeod, James Rhodes, murdered, and a few others that before that even happened. If more families had come out and stood strong, maybe there wouldn't have been a damn Tamir Rice. Maybe there wouldn't have been a damn Tanisha Anderson picked up and body slammed and ribs and all of that crushed in just because her family called the police for mental help. Maybe, just maybe, it wouldn't have been 137 shots because people would have stood up, stood out stronger, sued, and the people who had to pay it off the city might have whispered and said, police officer, I'm sick and tired of covering for your ass. Somebody need to figure out something. But if you don't do certain things, you end up with the same freaking thing over and over again. That's just something to throw out there to think about as I go to the 216-209 phone line, and they're probably calling to tell me something about, will you leave folks alone? Let them do their job. Mr. Porter, you need your butt kicked a few times from the police, and I'll tell you this, if you don't handle the problem, even out there in the streets, don't come to my group when the police decide to pull you over and curse you out and call you every name in the book, and then you have to come up and say, well, they call me a name and shove me around and this, that, and the other, because sometimes people come to people for help when they should have been out there on the front lines anyway. 216-209, no, I know you're upset, and you're probably somebody from the police union calling to tell me off, but I'll take my lumps. How you doing?
Oh, no, Al. I'm far from the police. Let's let that be clear right now. This is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. And usually when I call in, I usually have a lot to say about music and entertainment.
Okay.
Today I want to
kind
of like switch gears and talk about an issue that's been kind of like going on in our neighborhoods. And one of the things that we have an issue with is not being able to make ends meet. The pay, it just doesn't match up to the bills. So, you know, I have a different approach. And my approach is a little different because I'm an entrepreneur and I look at things a little bit differently than others do. So I say, scrap sending people to school. Because when you send them to school, you send them in, and then you send them in 90% of the time they go into debt, with a promise to pay money back after they get their career going. So I say, scrap sending people to school. I say, scrap giving people extra money on welfare. I say, scrap even unemployment. I say, let the government come down here and set people up with businesses, because this is the only way we're going to get out of this. You know, when you have your own business and you understand how to pay taxes instead of filing taxes, it's a different makeup. It's a different get-up. People don't know, when you're a business and you're a first-time business and your business is not, per se, making the right amount of money it should within the first 3 years, you do not have to even pay taxes if you're not grossing enough. These are small things that people don't know about businesses. You're in a different tax bracket. You don't fill out a 10W form. You fill out an I-9 form, which is different and more explanatory, and it's how you keep your books on how everything goes. My thought process is a little different. We can save our neighborhoods by thinking of ways to help one another with different businesses. Yeah, we had the corner store, but let's get a new type of corner store. We don't have to worry about going to grocery stores if we get enough people planting enough gardens and coming around with enough potatoes, bread, and things like that within the neighborhood. We can take care of our own selves with our own money, with the things that's in it. We have to sit down, put ourselves in a think tank, and be way more creative. If we can sit down and think on how to outsmart the police, well, let's outsmart the business people around. We have a thought process that's different from everybody else because we were robbed of our king and queen elaborate days. We were robbed from them. So we've been spending so much money for so long trying to buy to keep up with the Joneses. It's a book out about how to sell to black people. And I'm not even going to say white people. I'm going to just say this on the note of it. Rich people can't make it without poor people, and poor people can't make it without rich people. We both have to learn from each other. But when there's a huge disconnect, well, one's going to keep gaining in one area and one's going to keep regressing in another. We have to sit down and think, how do these people keep money? And how do I accumulate money? And once you start forming your mind around the right things to do with getting money and being right about your money, just because you a lump sum of money, that don't mean you plan a party tomorrow or tonight. That means you be smart about it. I have a different thought process because I am an entrepreneur. I have two businesses. I shoot music videos for people, and I also have a shoe shine stand. And I had to bring this up because I truly, honestly believes if we had more people in the neighborhood with more businesses on more corners, a Tamir Rice wouldn't happen because somebody would have been looking out right outside their business. Hey, come here. They probably would have gave him a job. Who knows? You know, we have to think better. We have to think smarter. We have to think above where they're putting us at, because they only putting us in a place that they want us at. We have to take what we have for ourselves and make things work right. I'm John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, we have music coming. We have more videos coming. Just check us out, Facebook, SY. Happy birthday, Al.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks, brother.
No problem.
Definitely hold a line. We'll try to get something on that you might like.
I sure will.
No problem. And before I go to the 216-609 or the 216-322, man. You know, 9-year-old Sanaa Nicholson, who was murdered, shot dead when two groups of teens involved her and the whole community in a feud that they had, because she was hit, shot in the back of her head as she sat in a car behind her sister as the mom went in the boxing ring. Why? Mom's working. She went to get her son, who was working out, keeping the children busy, instead of just sitting back eating bonbons. She's working. She gets off work, picks up the children, leaves them there, runs in. Looks like about 7 fools getting arrested. Shooter, driver, aiding and abetting. Okay, sorry, layman's terms. Hiding and withholding information for who you know you hiding in your house. Anyway, the vigil was held last Friday. You had Urban Survival, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. Now, Peace in the Hood, they did sponsor the vigil, and they came by deep after the 25th anniversary of the gang summit that was going on all weekend long. Again, you had Facebook Live from such people as Tina Hobson, I Guess I'm a Superwoman Radio, Larry H. Gardner, Headlines of Headaches, Fred Barkley, Facebook Live, Kim Snyder. You had Muslim, clergy, some clergy, not a lot, just a couple of them. I guess the others couldn't come out because it did rain a little bit and their suits would have. Anyway, when they were needed, Voice at Radio, Man in the Streets, Black House Sounds, well represented, Milligram, Dennis Cash, Call and Post, MC Chill, VOICE, Kenny Yuko, Ward 1 Councilman Joe Jones, Cuyahoga County Executive Candidate Peter Corrigan, First Ladies Dynasty Bikers, of course, James Jerome Bell. Anything worthwhile coming out of that? Well, today was very interesting because they had a trauma-informed community conversation for Ward 1 residents, where all ages were welcome. And I just want to give a shout-out to Southeast Seventh-day Adventist Church, which was at 16602 Tarkenton Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128, Pastor Jerome Hurst. You can reach PASTORHURST at gmail.com. Why is that important? Because a lot of times when a tragedy happens, they don't deal with our people and say we need to have trauma counseling or anything like that, and they did today. Also, other things that came out of it, Urban Survival is collecting money for the family. Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m., Lee and Miles, the intersection. Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m., Lee and Harvard. Tuesday, tomorrow, 140th and Kinsman. Tuesday, 55th and Kinsman. Wednesday, East 105th and St. Clair. I think the General Don Walker Brown will be at that one. Tuesday and Wednesday at 93rd Miles. Tuesday and Wednesday at 131st and Miles. Boss Merck, Tannis, we had quite a few hundred of people out there. Maybe we'll get up off of our asses and work together. Also, shout out to New Era Cleveland and so many others who were there. So now I'm going to go to the phone line of 216-609. How are you doing out there?
Black House, I wanted to say happy birthday. Your birthday was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And you also came to my church, correct?
Yes, I did, and I want to also thank Black House Sounds as well for the birthday wishes yesterday and for Pastor Wiggins of Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 17325.
Thank you.
Yep. Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190 on a Sunday. Hey, I tell you one thing I like about them. When you come in, you get fed. You're given the Bible scriptures to take home with you on print so you can look it up for yourself. And the church service is very short, so I'll let you continue.
Well, I was just calling on through, you know, just to hear what's going on. Also, I was also calling to let people know that the new songs that Black House Sound been making, for one, it's a mixtape. And I just want to leave everybody with thought. Now, I know that Black House Sound do conscious music because me and the other members, we sat down and we created that image because it was just too much violence going on. Now, by sacrificing for at least 2 years now, I thank every fan that love all our music. But I just want the new fans and the old fans to understand, I'm not trying to repeat what Bang said, but we are entertainers. When you watch a movie on the TV, if it's a Christian movie, Muslim movie, talk show, TV show, whatever, violence tend to come up. Every human being on the earth, to a certain degree, they turn their eyes and tune in on the negative thing. If human beings did not do that, then we wouldn't have all these problems. I haven't met one human being, if I ask them, do you watch TV? When you listen to the shows that they watch or the movies that they watch, you will see that it's kind of crazy that Black House Sound is not cussing. We're not killing the people. We just telling you what we see. Every day I wake up in East Cleveland, I'm not saying every day it's a murder because it's not, but I'm not going to say out of a whole 30 days out of a month, it's peaceful. So now I feel my Lord wanted me to be real. Now, for the ones that believe in God, I totally understand it seemed like a regression. But I want to ask everybody this. How do you think I'm going to get the so-called ignorant people to want to come in and stop cussing? If I can't, or my group cannot show examples of you can still be mean but keep it clean, then what do we change up to stop cussing, to stop being ignorant? Why didn't we change up? But if you're not making the progress that you wanted to make when you first came up with the idea, then you got to go to different measures. And that's what we do. See, it's just like the song you made, Whatever It Takes. It's just like when the Cleveland Browns come out. I hope they had that motto that the Cavs had. Because when you think about the Cavs, you had LeBron James, few of them games scoring 50 points and still lost. And still lost. Right. I'm not LeBron James. I'm Joseph Motley Jr. My camp is not LeBron James. And we're going to do whatever it takes. So for all my fans, once again, if you think we're regressing, take another look. Look at the TV shows you watch. How many cuss words come out y'all mouths? How many judgments come out y'all mouths on people and you don't even know that maybe that person that you're judging will be the one that'll hold your hand to get you on your goal and your mission? So let's stop trying to analyze and idolize everyone. Let's stick together and work together. Before you judge, really listen to the lyrics. God bless you all. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. Joseph Motley Jr., the founder. I'm out.
Man, that's a strong statement right there. Before I go to the 216, I believe 322, and the reason I say that is because when it comes down to it, and being very honest about everything, I know that my particular track, Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man, referenced the prophet Amos referenced a few other things, and it said what was necessary, but at the same time, if I'm not mistaken, it had to deal with the fact that if you're a woman beater and you come around me and you're going to do something like that or that ignorant, you and I, we're going to have a problem, dude. I don't care who it is, entertainer or anything. There is going to be a deep-rooted problem. So my thing is, you can be mean but keep it clean, and if there's a message in between the music, that's one of the strongest things, because whether you like him or not, whether you like it or not, Bill Cosby made one of the best statements in the whole wide world when he said, and I quote, at the beginning of Fat Albert, that if you don't pay attention, you're going to learn something before the show is over. And that was a very, very important statement in itself. So what I'm going to do is, 2 or 3 minutes before this program ends, an infamous shout-out goes to Terry Tollfree. Did you call my personal phone line while I'm on the air doing my show? Terry Tollfree, you get that infamous shout-out as I go to the 216-288 phone number. 216-288, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, first, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And secondly, what I would like to say is that I have to admit that I am not one that watches the news all the time, because I'm very, I'm very affected by the negativity, and I'm literally drained after, you know, any time that I watch the news. It's like I feel like a noodle, just very, you know, just like drained totally after I watch the news. And so there has been some terrible things that, you know, of course we all know that has been happening. But I just want to let everybody know, the only thing I know to do is to do what I can do, and, you know, to help with whatever I feel like is the issue that affects me the most. And our youth, you know, is what's very important to me. And as you know, I'm the founder of Visions Revealed Incorporated, and we go to the detention center. Yeah, we try to go out and we go into the detention center with mentors, with people who have stories of their struggles and how they have overcome. And we do vision board workshops, we do goal setting workshops, and we just, you know, I bring men to speak to the young men, and I bring women to speak to the young ladies. And I've been trying to do something that we are trying to get together, me and Wall Street West. He's Wall Street West on Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
And we've been trying to get some men to come in to the detention center. About 15 men would be ideal, at least 15 men to go into one house, and there's 3 pods in each house. And we just want to have a day of, you know, just games and different things that we can do, that the men can do with the young men. But while they're playing these games, whether it be cards, whether it be basketball, but talking to them and bonding with them. And only 2 to 3 hours, that's all they would give us anyway. And just so that we can start to show these young men that there is somebody that cares, that's not related to you, somebody who doesn't have to care, and that we are all a community. Because what I see when we go into the detention center, these young men, I mean, I remember the first time we went, I've been doing this for about a little over a year and a half. They told us we saw the worst pod in the whole place, and I couldn't believe it. These young men were respectable. They were, you know, we go in there with sandwiches and cupcakes and, you know, juice and cookies. And, you know, we go in there with we serve them. We humbly serve them when we go in. And so there, you know, it could be a mess by the time we're all finished. And I was just going around to clean up, and they were helping me. And I kept saying, no, it's okay, I got it. And they were thanking us and, you know, shaking our hands and just very humble and very appreciative. And I could not believe that those boys, that first time we ever went, which was in 2016, that those boys were the worst boys in the pod and in the whole place, they said. And what it showed me was that those boys, they gave us what we gave them. They gave us respect. They gave us, it was such a feeling of, they were so warm and receptive and respectful and appreciative because we came in there genuine. We came in there for them. You know, we came in there with no other intentions but to try to show them a better way and to show them that we cared. And so I have never had an experience in over a year and a half where I was disrespected, where anybody was disrespectful, and that goes for the male
wow.
and female inmates. So I don't know what, you know, I have been warned that, you know, you could experience this by people that worked there. Never have I experienced it because I make sure the people I bring in, I try to discern the spirit of the people that I talk to and that I meet before they come with me. And before I walk in those doors, because I can't usher in the wrong spirit, but I'm looking for some men. I'm looking for some men to come in there with myself and Wall Street West. I'm on Visions Revealed. You can reach me at Visions Revealed on Instagram. You can reach me at Tamara Caldwell Willis on Facebook. And that's T-A-M-M-A-R-A, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, dash Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. You can reach Wall Street West at 216-732-0178. And just if you want to come and you just, I mean, one day, we're talking about 2 to 3 hours and change a young man's life. You think about when you were in school and somebody came and spoke. I remember people from when I was in the eighth grade, and I'm 41, and I remember people who came to the school. I don't even remember their names, but I remember what they said and how it made me feel. So you can change somebody's life and impact them and not even realize it. But if you do it from your heart, you don't know whose life you might change, who you may stop from pulling the trigger because they're frustrated and angry and hurt and just don't know what, you know, these kids, it's awful what I see even on my own street. I live in Maple Heights, and what I see, it's like a bunch of young, angry people. They're frustrated, and they take it out on each other. You know, it's just a lack. Something is missing. And I just hate to hear people who talk about the youth as if they just fell out of the sky, like they fell out of Mars somewhere, you know. No, something went wrong. Something has gone wrong, and we gotta reel them back in. It's up to us. And so I'm just asking if anybody wants to help out. Again, I'm going to say the number. You can reach Wall Street West. His name is Wesley Robinson at 216-732-0178. Or you can reach me, Tamara Caldwell Willis, at 440-940-9222. But I just wanted to say this because we need help. We need people to help come in with us and show these babies a better way.
Thank you so much.
You're
that
welcome.
Is greatly appreciated. And
thank
may
you
definitely hold
chance.
A line, and we appreciate
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay.
One thing I can say, this has been a very powerful program so far. What I'm going to do is at least start off and see who the last one who chimed in on the phone line at 216-848 is, even if I have to start a song to make sure the program goes into extra innings or overtime. I'm going to go to 216-848. That's 216-848. What's on your mind? 216-848 going once, going twice, going thrice. I appreciate you just for calling to listen, so I'll tell you what. I will give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with you talking about being mean and keeping it clean and all of that stuff. Let me just play this, and I'll be right back shortly.
On everything she don't even know, a real woman comes in the door.
Anything she yep. say,
it goes out,
out. But you thought nobody
she
was looking at
from head to toe. She thinks she's nothing like a Cleveland show. The duffel bag's being sealed back door.
This fine goddess walked through the door. Can't dispute, she beautiful. She traced down with that Louis, though. Like them actors in a movie, though. The wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me, though. Like analog, she gave me number. I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it, y'all. 1 month, I voted, y'all. Sex money, my motive, y'all. But this diva got her point across. I'm feeling. On everything, she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the door. You approach me though, I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the door, make the others back up. I got the lyrical tushy, like you rap love. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything, she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show.
Acting all
the
bad.
Duffel bags being filled back
though. Girl, I split that bill with her. The other dudes don't deal with her. Let me sit down and hit that kill with her and show you about this trill killer. I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night. You four deep with your girl, but you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telling and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body. Let me more control it. She can do it with no hands. She's a pro. She knows it.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
She praying that my relationship fall. Cause she wanna be that of the broad. Knowing well I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings now that's the ball. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need no woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you want. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well baby, kicks it ain't my fault. When it comes to the lust, you know it's the least. My justice became your ride of peace. I'm my only resort to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
I love the way that song was put together. CCR2, Cleveland Conscious Rap, still on sale. And before I leave out, definitely let me go through this real fast. I want to say once again that I thank people like Danielle, Mama Porter, Black House Sounds, the Friends Fellowship Bible Church, HJS and his family, as well as the Art McCoy radio show yesterday with, I think, Fred Barclay, Facebook Live, Ron Day, SOTC, Harley Boy, just the birthday celebration and love here and there when folks surprise me with certain things, including Inner City Republican Movement and Cuyahoga County's candidate and exec Peter Corrigan, who definitely has shown some support for East Cleveland and a couple of other things. But before I leave out tonight, I just want to say, I guess it's time for me to get myself into a little bit of trouble, but I would like to say that I think, personally, that, you know, there are some problems in the White House. And as of right now, I hope Donald Trump does not you know, as president, break Barack Obama's record, because Barack Obama had really, more than any other president under his watch, more people had been deported or what have you. Looks like the president is on his way to do, the current president, number 45, is on his way to do that. But some people ask me, hey, it's a shame about that president. I have to stop and take a look back and say that even though I work with these people, like Refuse Fascism, or I work and have had to work alongside the Democratic Party on certain things, I look at both of those and I say, if you want to look at Donald Trump being president and him still being in office, you can let him know I said this. I'm a big man. I'm kind of like 5'10½", about 40 pounds. Let him know that Al Porter, Man in the Street, said that the person that he blames, some of the ones for Donald Trump still being in office, is not the Republican Party. I blame the Democrats, and I blame certain people like Refuse Fascism, and I'm going to tell you why, hopefully under a minute and a half. Probably won't be that, but let's go. Anyway, anytime you have hundreds of thousands of people in every state marching, maybe up to a million plus, marching in all these states against the president, because you've all seen it, right? Women's groups marching, Democratic Party marching, Democratic Party saying, hey, he needs to be impeached. Now, I'm going to tell you, impeachment and recall are very hard to do. But when you get that many people out there marching in the streets, Refuse Fascism could get dozens, hundreds. They're now reaching out to everybody, from clergy to everybody else. How to get rid of this man. You know, I have a small contingent of Republicans who are saying, yep, get rid of that man. How do I know? I've said it. So, anyway, why the hell do you have so many damn people marching in the streets that nobody has got anything for voting or to recall or do something like that? Let me tell you something. The city of East Cleveland, the proud city of East Cleveland, taught the world something, that if you get up off of your behind and work together, you can get rid of a mayor and a sitting city council president at the same time. If you don't believe it, ask Thomas Wheeler and Gary Norton. So anyway, my point is, if these folks just felt it was so bad and this, that, and the other, wouldn't you give people freaking clips as they go out there to march? Wouldn't you do that? Or are you just saying you want them impeached or recalled, but you're not really willing to do the work? See, my thing is this. If you're not really willing to do the work, you won't get anywhere. That's it, period. I learned that dealing with my own organization and other organizations and groups. You could say for music, for Black House Sound, you could say a hip-hop workshop, you could say anything. You could say a relationship. If you don't put any work in, you're not going to get a damn thing out of it. And if you think I'm just talking mess to be talking mess, you should check the resume and the pages that were put in. Part one has been done, waiting for part two to come out. But there's a working resume of what has happened with BHS. There's a working resume of what happened with Black Odyssey. There's working records. But the thing is, when people do the same thing over and over again, it's insanity. And I'm very concerned that people don't take the necessary precautions or the necessary steps, you will see at least a million plus people marching in basically all 50 states plus, and you will see them marching against President Donald Trump, and he'll be sitting there looking pretty, because unless somebody brings up collusion charges or impeachment or even the Stormy Daniels thing, it's a shame that Mueller or a porn star Stormy Daniels will bring down the president much faster than people who are marching in the streets saying, hey, let's do this, that, and the other. You know, I marched in the streets, but there are times when we brought out voting petitions to get rid of the red light, speed light cameras, and it worked, because Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is a perfect example. If you're going to go out there and march, like people held that vigil for the 9-year-old, now they're collecting money, now they're working together, they have some trauma classes coming up, people are standing together. So that's number one. Number two, if you're going to go out there and march, like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, have some dang voter rights things to say, hey, if you don't give us voter rights, we're going to march and we're going to really show you something. And that's what caved in and gave us the civil rights movement. So at least plan that action, because if not, all these people just marching and not taking full responsibility, don't get lazy. Do the follow through. You want somebody gone, take care of it. That's it. Thank you. Show up at some of these events and back us up. Thank you so much. Use the phone numbers. People telling you right now what they need. Somebody to go behind bars and speak to young people and turn their life around. People are telling you, follow me online and hear the positive music that's going out to let people know you can talk about something and be well respected. Thank you. Love you all. That was a good birthday wish for the 49th year. God bless you all. See y'all next week. Peace.